Once again, for media members who have just joined us, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today, and we'll get those questions to them as quickly as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. I'm doing just fine. Happy Labor Day. You guys, a tough 47-13 loss at Toledo last Thursday, but a game you certainly were in at the half, 19-7. As you've gone back and studied that film, what were your impressions of your team's performance?
Well, I thought we competed very hard from start to finish, which was my goal, our staff's goal for our team, regardless of the competitive circumstances, to play it one play at a time and to compete, you know, like a champion. And I thought we did. We had guys flying around in all three phases, and I was proud of our effort. I don't think there's any question it's something that we can build on. And, you know, the game itself, it was a 16-7 game. They kicked a field goal at the end of the half, make it 19-7. But our defense was, you know, I think outstanding in the red area in the first half. We held them to four field goals when they got down there and held them to 56 yards rushing at halftime. And, you know, the thing coming out of the game that I was pleased with offensively is when we got the ball, you know, inside the 30-yard line, I mean, we pounded it in for touchdowns. I mean, we had on the one drive, we had, you know, six straight runs of six or more yards, you know, and ran it in. So we ran it in both times, you know. And, you know, I thought at times offensively we looked like a good offense, a team that could run the football. And, you know, obviously we protected our quarterbacks a little bit. They were both freshmen. You know, kind of threw them to the fire there against Toledo, who was sort of a trendy top 25 pick and probably a little conservative early on. 17, 18-year-old guy just hoping they get the snap and go the right way. So, but, you know, we came out of there with a positive taste in our mouth.
You touched on that effort from your defense. Toledo, for several years, has been, you know, a high-powered offense, one of the top offenses in the MAC. And as you mentioned, you guys bent but didn't break, forcing them to field goals. As you've gone back individually, I know Chris Blair with 11 tackles. How key is he to what you do defensively? And who else on the defensive bus side of the ball really stood out to you?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought our freshman nose guard, Tristan Cox, played extremely well. You know, he's about 6'3", 6'4", 340 to 350 pounds. And, you know, he anchored the middle and created some issues. I thought Warren Messer and Matt Baker at linebacker, you know, did a really nice job. And I thought all three safeties played well. You know, you mentioned Chris Blair, Tyler Campbell, who is, you know, our transfer from Army. Played really well at safety. Ephraim Borders played well. I mean, the thing about Toledo is, you know, they're high-powered on offense. They have a fifth-year senior quarterback that threw for 4,000 yards and 40-plus touchdowns, and he's got three great receivers to throw to. I mean, they're for a MAC conference team, they're exceptionally skilled. So, you know, we had a difficult time with the one-on-one matchups outside. But, you know, I think our corners are, you know, really can potentially be really good players, and I think it will be good for them to line up against guys like this and, you know, just use it to get better.
Switching to the other side of the ball in offense, you knew you played both of your freshman quarterbacks, Jalen Green and Davis Cheek, and I know throwing the ball didn't go as well, especially in the first half, but as you've gone back and assessed the tape of those two guys, what did you see?
Well, you know, I was glad they both got their feet wet. You know, Davis's first collegiate throw, you know, is sort of a bootleg, and we had a corner route to the field. It was open, you know, and he overthrew it, and it could have been a big hit. We had about three of them like that in the game that could have been just 50-plus yarders that we missed. One was a trick play. Wasn't the quarterback throwing. But Davis made some really good throws in the second half. You know, escaped some pressure, got rid of the ball. Jalen, you know, both of our touchdown drives came when Jalen was in. He had some nice runs, you know, broke a few tackles on some quarterback runs. So, you know, I'm glad they got that first one behind them. And, you know, as we go into the second one now, they have a little better idea what to expect. And I think the game will slow down a little bit for them. I mean, Toledo, you know, they were fast. They had some guys up front that created some matchup problems for us in pass protection. You know, there wasn't a lot of time to throw when we did throw. You know, I expect them to have a good week of practice, and I think this Saturday will be a little slower for those guys, and, you know, I'm confident they're both going to play really well.
I was going to ask you, not that you had a lot of choice in this, but when you're putting two freshman quarterbacks out there, would you have preferred, you know, maybe a little easier opponent than putting them on the road against an FBS opponent, or was it good to throw them right into the fire?
Well, you know, it is what it is. You can only control what you control, and Toledo's first up. So a really good football team picked to win their conference. And so it was a big challenge. And but I thought our team overall responded. And we're going to use it to get better.
Your running game had some success, especially Breland Cyphers, the redshirt freshman, 20 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. Assess his night.
Yeah, he ran it 20 times. I thought our offensive line block and our tight ends did a good job of blocking. You know, we were ahead of the sticks on a number of drives, on our first call of the series. And, you know, whether it was a pass play or a procedure got behind the sticks. But, you know, I could probably pull out 12, 15 plays. You know, in the run game, where you'd look at that and say, you know, these guys potentially could be a really good running team. I think our backs, Breland ran really well. I thought all three backs ran well. They both, and they've been consistent since day one of camp. And our offensive line is a veteran unit, and you know, our tight ends are capable. So, and you know, we'll get our pass game ramped up this week. We'll get better there. So. But you know what you're getting with Breland Cyphers every single day. You know, you're going to get a guy that's got great focus and concentration and give you everything he's got.
Along with some of the redshirt freshmen, I believe you played eight true freshmen in that game. How do you feel like they handled the moment?
Yeah, I thought they did good. Tyrus Williams started at linebacker. You know, he had the first tackle of the year. Both the quarterbacks were freshmen. You know, our kicker was a freshman. I know I'm forgetting. Oh, our slot receiver, Cortez Weeks, you know, he did a really nice job of separating, you know, against press coverage. Got himself open on a couple of occasions. Made a couple plays. I think he's got a great future. You know, with some other freshmen play, you know, in backup roles. So, you know, we are a younger team. We've only got eight seniors. And, you know, so these guys should only get better, and you know, we got a good challenge this week, and I'm looking forward to it.
You talk about this week, you go to a Furman team that was in quite a battle last Saturday against Wofford. As you've had a chance to look at them on film, what are some of the challenges they present, and what are some of the keys for your team?
Yeah, well, a new coach there also. Offensively, you know, I was really impressed with their offense against Wofford. You know, it's a deceptive, a lot of, you know, it's almost a wing T option, misdirection type offense. It's really going to challenge our guys from an assignment standpoint. You know, quarterback's a fifth-year senior, threw for 2,500 yards last year, ran for 500. He's got veteran receivers. He's got a couple fast running backs. So I think that's where it starts, you know, with them defensively. Defensive coordinator came from Charleston Southern, who was in the top six of the country in defense last year. And, you know, I'm sure we didn't see the whole defensive package on tape because, you know, as you know, Wofford's a triple option team, and you tend to simplify your defense when you're playing a team like that. So, you know, I think Wofford's ranked in the top 10 on a couple polls. They're in the top 20 in all the polls. And, you know, Furman had them down most of the game and went for two at the end to win and just didn't make it. So, it's going to be their home opener, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be excited. But, you know, we'll be excited too.
All right, Kurt. Thanks very much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday at Furman, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.